Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here's Edwards, left alone. He'll drive the baseline. Rise up and hammer it through! Over Watanabe! And a foul to boot! What a finish by Ant! Oh, my!
How about that? Alan Horton, the voice there and the voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. A lot of people calling that the dunk of the year from Edwards on Friday night. And then down the stretch, they figure out a way to collapse in so many games. Actually, it was 1 week ago, I think today, Alan, that you were on with Dave Lee talking about the inability to finish some of these games here that could easily have put them into the win column. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, John. It's good to talk to you. And you're right. Yeah, it was just about a week ago. And, you know, those problems continue to persist about winning close games. And it's, you know, it's probably a big factor in the decision to let go of Ryan Saunders.
Yeah, and this, of course, happened last night. It seems like they already had Gerson Rosa already had Chris Finch kind of waiting in the wing. So this there was not any time spent in a search at this particular point.
No, you don't really have time for that during the middle of a season. And obviously Chris Finch and Gerson Rosas go back to their Houston Rockets days, both there when they were not only with the Rockets but also with the Rio Grande Valley Vipers, who are their G League team, when Chris Finch was the head coach there and Gerson Rosas was the GM of that team. So they go back a long way, and you don't often see an assistant taken from another team during the middle of the season. You can really only do that when you've got that pre-existing relationship, and Gerson and Chris have that, and so he's going to be inserted as the head coach.
Was there anybody talking in the organization, Alan, about David Vanderpool, looking to have him be that take that coaching position?
Well, that'll be an interesting topic that Gerson is going to certainly be asked about, because you brought David Vanderpool in from Portland, a very well-respected assistant coach. You made him your associate head coach, and you know, a lot of people thought that he would eventually become a head coach, whether it was here or somewhere else. That has not happened yet. He's got big supporters and guys like Damian Lillard, who was tweeting heavily last night that he can't believe that David Vanderpool didn't get the job. And so it's something that Gerson will probably be asked about, I would think, today when they do some kind of a press conference or whenever he does speak to the media.
There is supposed to be a press conference today. Have you been given any indication about what time that will be?
No, I think they've got to, you know, they're moving on a quick timetable here because you've got to get Chris Finch in. You've got to get him to Milwaukee. I assume the team flew last night after the game in New York to get to Milwaukee for a game tomorrow night. So you've got to get all the contracts signed and everything before you can do something. So I would imagine it would probably be sometime this afternoon, and hopefully Chris Finch gets an opportunity maybe to run a practice with his new team before you take on Giannis Antetokounmpo in the Milwaukee Bucks tomorrow night.
You know, we were chatting with Mike Max at 7:40 this morning. He's going to join me again coming up. But he talked at the time about Chris Finch having basically earned his stripes. He has been grinding it out there, even in Great Britain, as well as, you mentioned, Houston, some other teams in the G League, and all the aspects that go with that. And that Saunders basically got the job based on his name and maybe a trust and a relationship with Glenn Taylor. Share your thoughts along those lines.
Yeah, you know, I think I think it was always Ryan's dad, Flip, who is, you know, a legend amongst the Timberwolves coaches. He's the most winningest coach in Timberwolves franchise history. I think it was always his plan when he came back a second time that he was eventually going to pass the reins to Ryan. That was part of his plan, part of his vision. And I think he talked with Glenn about that. So I think that was kind of in place when Flip passed away. And then the opportunity came where Glenn made a change and had enough of Tom Thibodeau, and with Ryan on the bench, it was a logical decision at that time to put Ryan as your head coach. And even though with very little head coaching experience and really not that many years as an assistant coach, it became difficult. Now, a couple of things in Ryan's favor. There's no better person out there than Ryan. He's just tremendous to deal with, and you won't find a person who has a bad thing to say about Ryan Saunders, and I couldn't agree more. I mean, he's just fantastic. And this is a bottom line business. And if you don't win games, guess what? You get hired to get fired. I mean, there's very few coaches that get to leave this game on their own timeline, whether it's, even someone as successful as Doc Rivers gets fired multiple times. Greg Popovich is probably the lone case right now of a guy who can kind of call his own shots, or Rick Carlisle, maybe Eric Spoelstra, but you know, coaches get hired to get fired. And unfortunately, Ryan got into a situation where, you know, there was lots of roster upheaval from when he took over from Tom Thibodeau to that first year under Gerson Rosas, to the roster being completely remade after the trade deadline, to a new team this year, to the injuries and not having Towns and Russell play together. I mean, those two only suited up for 5 of a possible 45 games. And that's, that's tough to win when you don't have your star players available.
I have to ask you this. I know you weren't on the trip, but did you get a chance to chat with Thibodeau at all prior to the game? Any part of your pregame show or such?
No, we just we watched on Zoom, and you can ask a question if you want. I didn't bother to ask a question, so it was strange to hear his voice again. All the times for 2.5 years, you hear the kind of same. You know, from any coach, you hear the same kind of messaging, game in and game out. And he's got some of the same things he's saying today that we heard back in his Minnesota days. And it's working in New York, though. The one thing he's gotten them to do is buy in defensively, and they've got the third-ranked defense in the NBA. And it's interesting because that never took hold in Minnesota. It was more of an offensive team. They had 2 top-10 offenses in his 3 years. And so he was adaptable and made the best of his talent, at least at that offensive end, but they could never buy in defensively, which is interesting.
Well, Alan Horton, the voice of the Minnesota Timberwolves. You hear him here on WCCO. I'm sure that we will be hearing more from you coming up, and I mean, not just game by game, but also with everything else that goes on with the press conference and so much more. Thanks for making yourself available this morning for us here at News Talk 830 WCCO. Have a great day, Alan.
You got it, John. Anytime.
All right, take care. Hey, coming up in the next half hour, we'll chat with Patrick Raykamp from the Minneapolis-St. Paul Business Journal a little bit about how the Twin Cities area has been weathering this pandemic and, you know, business-wise, personality-wise, all the things that go with that. So we'll take a look at that next hour, or in the next half of the next half hour here on WCCO. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.